Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Gahuchisati with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges civil servants to work with extraordinary speed to fulfill aspirations of youth, farmers and women. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipuryu extends greetings to civil servants on Civil Services Day. Naga Students Federation serves 7-day ultimatum for revocation of cabinet decision to regularize backdoor appointees. And Nagaland Minister Temujin Imna Along says cabinet decided to keep absorption of 147 assistant professors in abeyance. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that India is setting new benchmarks in governance, transparency and innovation. He noted that the country has undergone transformative changes over the past decade and is no longer solely focused on growth, but is also establishing new standards in these areas. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing civil servants on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi.
दिखाए हैं उपलब्धियों की नई ऊंचाई को छुआ है भारत आज सिर्फ ग्रोथ की वजह से नहीं जाना जा रहा बल्कि गवर्नेंस ट्रांसपेरेंसी और इनोवेशन के बेंचमार्क आज भारत सेट कर रहा है G20 प्रेसिडेंसी भी इसका एक उदाहरण है
Talking about the Aspirational Districts program, the Prime Minister said, through this initiative, unprecedented changes are being witnessed in key indicators of health, social development and basic infrastructure in different parts of the country.
2014 के बाद से देश में व्यवस्था परिवर्तन का एक बहुत बड़ा महायज्ञ शुरू हुआ है हम इस तेज स्पीड के साथ खुद को तेजी से ढाल रहे हैं आज भारत की एस्पिरेशनल सोसाइटी भारत के युवा भारत के किसान भारत की महिलाएं उनके सपनों की उड़ान आज जिस ऊंचाई पर है वो वाकई अभूतपूर्व है
On the occasion, Mr. Modi conferred the Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration in the categories of holistic development of districts, aspirational blocks program, and innovation to civil servants. He also released two e-books during the event. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipuryu has extended greetings to civil servants on Civil Services Day. In a post, the Chief Minister commended their dedication to public service and acknowledged their vital role in driving the nation's progress. Dr. Rio expressed hope that civil servants will continue to uphold the values of democracy and serve with honour and purpose. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, has served a 7-day ultimatum to the state government demanding the revocation of cabinet decision taken on September 11 last year regarding the regularization of 147 assistant professors and 3 librarians contract appointees. This was informed to a section of media person by NSF President Medhovi Ri after a meeting with the Minister in charge of higher education, Temujin Imna Along, at the latter's official residence in Kohima today. The meeting was also attended by members of the Old Nagaland College Students' Union. Mr. Ri also informed that the meeting with the minister ended on a positive note and expressed hope that the state cabinet, which is meeting today, will reconsider and revoke the decision.
We have given ultimatum to state government for 7 days. 28, it will be expired. So if government have not rolled back or we have not revoked the cabinet decisions that is taken back on 11 September 2024, federation have to compel to come up to the street. We are very hopeful that government will revoke the decisions or else it will compel the federations, our students and youth community to come to the street.
It may be mentioned that the state government has issued order on the regularization of 147 assistant professors and 3 librarians, contractual appointees on 17 December 2024. Meanwhile, the ongoing protest by the Combined Technical Association of Nagaland and the Nagaland Net Qualified Forum entered its third day today, with intensified demands for the revocation of the regularization order. The agitating groups raised slogans and displayed placards calling the minister in charge to step down. Minister of Higher Education Temujin Imna Along said the cabinet has decided to keep the absorption of the 147 assistant professors in abeyance. He said proper consultation will be carried out with the stakeholders. Mr. Along informed Akashvani News Kohima that a 5-member committee has been set up consisting of senior bureaucrats to look at the issue. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Pope Francis passed away today at the age of 88 at his residence in the Vatican Casa Santa Marta following a prolonged illness. Throughout his 12-year papacy, he endured various health challenges with severe complications arising in recent weeks. Widely regarded as a voice for the poor, Pope Francis is credited with reshaping the Catholic Church. He became the first Latin American pontiff in 2013 and was one of the oldest popes in the Church's history. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nipurio, has expressed sadness at the demise of Pope Francis. In a social media post, Dr. Rio stated that with a heavy heart, he joins the world in mourning the passing of His Holiness Pope Francis. He said, "A shepherd of peace, the Pope's humility, wisdom and compassion transcended faiths." Dr. Rio hoped that his enduring legacy continue to inspire humanity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the demise of Pope Francis. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Pope Francis will always be remembered as a beacon of compassion, humility and spiritual courage by millions across the world." Mr. Modi added that Pope Francis diligently served the poor and downtrodden and ignited a spirit of hope for those who suffered. The Bishop of Kohima, Most Reverend Dr. James Thopil, has expressed deep sorrow at the passing away of Pope Francis. A condolence message from the Bishop stated that Pope Francis dedicated his life to spreading the gospel, championing the cause of the poor and of the marginalized, and calling the world to embrace compassion, justice and care for creation. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in New Delhi today on a 4-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. This is Vice President Vance's first visit to India. The visit of U.S. Vice President to India will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on 13 February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the U.S. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Second edition of the Nagaland Potato Festival will be held on May 9 at Jakhama Local Ground under Kohima District. Announcing this during a press conference in Kohima, Event Director Dr. Teputo Richa said the festival aims to boost farmers' income, promote organic farming and encourage agri-based enterprises.
The main objective of our Potato Festival is to enhance farmers' income by promoting the establishment of agricultural-based enterprise to facilitate the development of value-added products through capacity building and technical support to establish sustainable market linkage and improve farmers' access to both domestic and international markets to provide financial assistance and access to credit for farmers interested in starting or expanding their enterprises to promote sustainable agricultural practices and environmental conservation.
Event coordinator Mashenenu Zhao Richa said the festival celebrates Nagaland's organic produce, especially potatoes, and will include workshops, stalls and community engagement activities. Event manager Vike Koto Rulnu informed that over 100 stalls and around 5,000 visitors are expected during the festival. Traditional games, pork fat eating contests, agricultural tech displays and live music concerts in collaboration with TAFMA, highlighting prominent and young artists from across the state, will also be organized. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges civil servants to work with extraordinary speed to fulfill aspirations of youth, farmers and women. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio extends greetings to civil servants on Civil Services Day. Nagar Students Federation serves 7-day ultimatum for revocation of cabinet decision to regularize backdoor appointees. And Nagaland Minister Temujin Imnalong says cabinet decided to keep absorption of 147 assistant professors in abeyance. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.